And I think we're finally alone.
Wait, are you pouting?
You are.
You are actually pouting.
That's kind of adorable.
It is. You're adorable. Okay, you're not adorable. You're scary, intimidating, a mob lieutenant. Oh, I am utterly terrified. Only I'm not. Because you're adorable. Darling, don't be like that. Out there, you're a big, scary mob lieutenant. You're intimidating, terrifying. Your reputation is like a dagger, sharp and threatening. The city fears you. But in here, with me, you're my darling. And you're pouting. I'm sorry. I was just playing. But it's not fair. It's insensitive. No. I'm sorry. Let me apologize. I know this isn't easy for you, seeing me flirt with them. I know. We talked about it, we planned this. But it doesn't make it easier on you. You know that I'm not interested in them, right? I could never be interested in them. Ugh. I actually just shuddered. The thought of it. They are all nightmares. They all think that they've got this city stitched up. The moment my father kicks it, they think that I'm just going to embrace them, and then the city will be theirs. They'll be the heir apparent. And all of them do. Every single one of them. They think that I'm stupid. That I'm just some dumb little girl. They seem to forget that my father is the boss of this city. He might be on the way out, but oh. They're still scared of him. They have no idea of who I really am. They don't know me like you do. No one knows me like you do. Just a few more days. Just a few more days and this city, it'll be ours. You just have to bear it for a little bit longer. I'm sorry I was so awful before. It's just, I hate it. I hate it. The way they look at me. The way they look at this house. I can see dollar signs in their eyes. I'm just a means to an end. They're so fucking cheesy. Oh, you'll need someone to look after you. A pretty thing like you shouldn't worry about criminal things. The hours they've wasted trying to convince my father not to leave everything to me. You know, they tried to have him certified as incompetent, insane, incapable of making a rational decision. They did it on the down low, of course. But there's no such thing. Not in this city. Oh, they think they're so sneaky. They think that they have it all figured out. Every single one. 5 families. 5 bosses. All circling like vultures. Waiting for the death of the king. They make my skin crawl. And I want you to know I hate it as much as you do. And I wouldn't entertain any of them. I wouldn't let them into the house if it wasn't what we planned. They're never going to see it coming. Darling, it's going to be a bloody delight. The city won't know what's hit it. We are going to take out all 5 family bosses in one fell swoop. And then you'll be the new boss. A boss like this city has never seen before. And I will be your bloody knife. They have no idea. My father. He's a bastard. A rat bastard. He is cold to his core. I mean, what kind of father turns his daughter into his number one assassin? His number one secret. They have no idea how much blood is on my hands. But you do. You know everything. You've seen me bloody and violent. Excited. Needy. I am so very fucked up. And it's all my father's fault. But he'll be dead soon. It'll only take a few more days. You see, the problem with turning your daughter into a really, really creative assassin is that she knows a lot of ways to kill you. ways that will never be traced. Slow and painful ways. Ways that you will never see coming. No one knows what an ice-cold nightmare I am. I would be like poison to the city. I'm too cold. But you're not. You are what the city needs. You are what my father hoped to be. The city will be yours. I'm going to give it to you. Everything. Every single criminal in this city will bow before you. And if they don't, I'll kill them. I never thought I would feel anything. I never thought I could feel anything but you. You make me feel. You are everything to me. And I would do anything for you. So, don't pout, and I won't play. It's just a few days, and then the streets will run red with blood. And you will be where you belong, on a throne. You are everything to me. Come here. I love you, darling. And I miss you. I miss you so much. Everything's so hollow when you're not here. You make me a real person. I don't think I am. My father really, really fucked me up. But he'll be dead soon. And then I can finally live. With you. I love you. I love you, I love you. But you're right, I should go. We can't risk it. Not when we're so, so close. Just one more. I love you. Okay, that's the last bit. I'm going to bed. Try not to pout too hard while I'm gone. I know you'll make me pay for that. I'm counting on it. Good night, darling.